我们先祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，让我们今天有这一段时间能够来分享你的话。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we have together to fellowship in your word.
求主开启我们心里的眼睛。
Please open the eyes of our heart.
让我们能够看见你是又真又活的主。
That we can see you are the one true God.
能够跟随你。
That we can follow you.
能够把荣耀归给你。
That we can give glory to you.
祷告奉靠主耶稣的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们请翻开路加福音第十八章三十五到四十三节。
Let's open up to Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43.
好，我们大家一起来念，弟兄念单数节，姐妹念双数节。
Let's read it together. The brothers will read the odd verses, and the sisters will read the even verses.
好，弟兄，请。耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。好，往前翻一点，路加福音十一章三十四节。
Let's turn forward to Luke chapter 11, verses 34 through 37.
No, just 34.
Just 34.
你的眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness.
好，我来念一下《路加福音》第五章三十一节、三十二节。耶稣对他们说：“无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。”
Let me read Luke 5:31 through 32. And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
好，最后两节是哥林多后书第四章十八节。
The last two verses are 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
还有五章七节，我们大家一起来念。
In chapter 5, verse 7, let's read it together.
来，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。五章七节，因我们行事为人是凭着信心。不是凭着眼见。好，这个、
Chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
好，我们刚刚唱的诗歌，这个他自己哦 ，himself。如果你在唱的时候仔细唱。的话，你发现有两个对比。
Now we were singing the hymn 426 himself, and if you sing it carefully, you notice there's a comparison.
一个是你自己哦。
One is yourself.
一个是主自己哦。
One is himself, the Lord.
所以一个是看得见的，就是我们自己。
So one is the visible, ourselves.
一个是看不见的， 存到永远的，那就是神自己。
And the other is the invisible, and that is what lasts eternally, and that is the Lord.
所以这边讲说，以前要的是祝福，就是我们要祝福我们自己。
Now it says once it was the blessing, once we asked for a blessing.
然后今天要主自己。
Now we want the Lord Himself.
以前要医治。
Once we wanted healing.
今要主自己。
Now we want the Lord Himself only.
所以以前我贪求恩赐。
Once I wanted gifts.
今要赐恩主者。
Now we want the giver.
前我寻求能力
Once we wanted power.
今要全能者
Now we want the powerful one.
所以今天的题目就是瞎眼的，我们希望能够真的能够看见。
So today our topic is the blind man, and we truly want to see.
所以我们希望不是只是肉眼能看见。
We don't want only our fleshly eyes to see.
能够真的我们的心眼能够被打开。
But that our spiritual eyes can be opened.
好，我们来看这个今天这个路加福音哈，这个耶稣进到耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子。这瞎子不外乎有几种。
Let's look at Luke again. So Jesus was walking into Jericho and he saw a blind man. There are different types of blind men.
一个是生来就瞎眼的，一个
one is the type that is born blind.
一个可能就是后来瞎眼的。
One might turn blind later in life.
或者是看不清楚哦，就像瞎子一样。
Or one may just not have good vision, so he may be blind in that way.
所以耶利哥城这个，我们可以看看这个的背景哦。
So let's look at the background of the city of Jericho.
再多到后面一点，看到以色列人因为约瑟的关系，所以来到，他们都来到那个埃及，都在那边做苦工。
So let's rewind back in time to when Joseph was in Egypt, and he allowed, well, after him, the Israelites had to suffer in Egypt as slaves.
然后这个他们的苦情神知道，所以神就要这个摩西带领他们出埃及。
And God knew their suffering, so he called Moses to lead them out of Egypt.
所以法老不愿意就发生了十个灾害。
Pharaoh was not willing, so there were 10 plagues that God sent.
最后是杀死这个头生的长子，所以法老才让他们出埃及。
God's last plague was slaying the firstborn of every Egyptian.
那出埃及这个在旧约的代表，这个埃及就是这个花花绿叶，这个我们这个世界哦。
So because of the last plague, the Israelites were able to depart from Egypt. Now we know that Egypt represents the world with all its attractions.
所以出埃及就是离开这个世界，能够进入迦南，这就是进入神应许之地，就是能够得到这个永远的生命。
So we know that when you depart from Egypt, you are departing from the world into Canaan or the promised land, which is God's eternal life.
所以这个过程中，就像一个基督徒还没有信主，慢慢信主，然后信心在加强，最后能够进到这个迦南，就进到神的应许之地。
So the process is like a Christian who at first does not believe, but learns to believe, and then his faith grows stronger, and then he finally enters that promised land, which is God's eternal life.
就像那边说的，我们这个英文叫 walk， 我们行事不是凭着眼见哦，乃是凭着信心哦。
Just like the verse we read before, the word walk is used. We walk not by sight, but by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight.
对，所以当他们过红海的时候，他们所看见的，当摩西把棍子弄到水里分成两半的时候，他们走过去是凭着眼见哦，神多伟大哦，那个水都分开了。
So when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, and Moses pointed his rod toward the sea, and the sea divided in half, and they were crossing and they saw the visible results of God's power.
但是他们在过了以后，他们就开始有一点埋怨，然后后来他们就派了探子要去看看迦南美地到底是怎么样。
But after the Israelites crossed, they had complaints, and they also sent spies into the land.
就十二个探子，十个说这个他们的人又高大，我们像蚱蜢一样哦。
So there were 12 spies sent, but 10 of them said, these men of the promised land are huge. We are like grasshoppers before them.
所以只有这个约书亚跟雅各，跟加勒说，这个他们虽然高大，可是是这个神所应许的，我们就一定没问题，而且他是我们的食物。But
Joshua and Caleb were different. They saw that even though these men were great, this was the land that God had promised them. So these men, even though they're big, they will be our food.
因为他们在那边40天，神看他们真的这么没有信心，所以40天算一天算一年，所以他们后来就被神惩罚在旷野漂流40年了。Now
because these spies were disobedient, they went out to spy the land for 40 days, and God counted each day as 1 year, so God allowed them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以他们在旷野40年就是学习怎么样不看这些自己，要看神，仰望神，所以有云柱火柱来跟着。
So during the 40 years in the wilderness, the Israelites learned not to look on themselves, but on the Lord. And so the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire guided them in the desert.
所以当他们过了这40年以后，他们就要进入什么？迦南美地之前必须进入哪里？过约旦河。So
after these 40 years in the wilderness, they were preparing to enter the promised land, but first they had to cross the Jordan River.
所以当他们 过约旦河的时候，是祭司抬着约柜的时候，脚踩到那个水里面的时候，踩下去之前还是水，可是他们有信心，神应许他们要过去，所以当他们脚踩到水中，水就这样，前后就停住了，就成，就上游下游那边都挡住了，所以他们就能够过去。
So the priests were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. Now before they stepped into the water was still there. But as soon as they stepped, God did a miracle and the water separated, so they were able to cross the Jordan.
所以这一次他们是凭着信心过约旦河，不是凭着眼见。So
this time they crossed the Jordan River by faith, not by sight.
所以 他们过了约旦河以后，就第一个城就是来到耶利哥城。So
after they crossed the Jordan River, the first city they came to was the city of Jericho.
所以这就是信心最后的表现，就在耶利哥城了。The
manifestation of their faith occurred at Jericho.
所以神就告诉他们应该怎么样攻打这城。God
told them how they should attack this city.
但之前他也派了探子，然后两个探子就跟那个妓女雅和的故事。Of
course, before they attacked the city, they sent two spies into the city, and there's the story of Rahab the harlot.
所以知道这个最后妓女，拿和跟他们全家所有人都得救了。And
Rahab the harlot, her family alone was saved.
然后耶利哥城倒，就是凭着信心，他们每天绕一圈，最后一天绕7圈，然后大喊，就城就倒。And
for the city of Jericho to fall, they had to rely on faith and circle the walls according to God's instructions, and in the end it fell.
这个就是耶利哥城的背景，所以耶稣，你想想他会不知道这些背景吗？他走在这上面。
So this was the background of Jericho, and you think Jesus would not know this? Of course he did. So when he walked into Jericho, he had all this background in mind.
And
And let's look at our church here, our church building here.
看的这个是外面的哦, 看得很漂亮, 对不对?
What we see is the physical, what's visible.
10年前我们进来的时候, 不是那么好看哦。
It looks beautiful now, but when we came here 10 years ago, it was not like this.
10年前还在这边的举一下手。
If you were here 10 years ago, raise your hand.
哦, 现在不多了哦。
Not many now.
10年前的故事不一定你都知道，不过我们可以稍微描述一下就可以知道了。10年前的时候，5月我们买了这个会所的时候，10月以前必须要拿到这个叫做什么？CCO叫做这个允许使用的使用权啊。
Now, not many of you may know the story, but let's review a little so you have an idea. So 10 years ago, we got this church building in May, and by October, we needed this certificate of continued occupation.
所以为什么要得到? 因为市政这个教会已经这个会所已经这个被弃绝了。 大概8年到10年了，所以他们开始上税了。Now,
why did we need this certificate? Because this church had been abandoned for 8 to 10 years, so the government had taken over it and required taxes.
所以希望在10月1号，这是算下一年的那个，否则的话，我们明年至少要付6万块的税。So
October 1st was the deadline for the next year. So we had to get this certificate before the deadline. Otherwise, we would have to pay taxes of about
$60,000. Yeah.
So when we came here, all the pipes were stolen because they were copper. Yeah, they were all stolen.
Yeah, 然后没有任何的电，没有任何东西哦，破破烂烂的，没有人愿意在这边的。
So there was no electricity, everything was broken down, no one wanted to be here.
唯一愿意在这边的就是raccoon哦。
The only creatures that were willing to stay were the raccoons.
对，那在这边在短短的5月到10月只有4、5个月哦。 我们能把它弄好，然后当然中间神发生很多事情，然后可是在那边有人摔下去也没有受伤哦。这个。So
it took only 4 to 5 months from May to October. So the Lord led us in many events, and someone even fell from up there.
Yeah, 上面.
As he was climbing a ladder, but no one was hurt.
Yeah. 那你可以讲，如果把它比较今天我们修建厨房哦。
So you can compare this to the construction going on in our kitchen.
四五个月要完成这整个哦，结果竟然都完成了。
We surprisingly managed to construct everything within 4 to 5 months.
今天我们这个厨房2个多月了哦，还没有完成任。
Now, our kitchen has been undergoing construction for 2 to 3 months already, but it's still not done. So we have had God's many blessings.
希望我们能够不是看外面哦，能够知道神让我们为什么在这边有这样的聚会。
So let's not only look at the physical and temporal, let us know why God wants us to meet here.
好，我们继续看，这边有个。 他们来到耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子，然后听见许多人经过，就问他什么事。他们告诉他是拿撒勒耶稣经过。Now
let's continue reading. So it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by.
你知道瞎子有一点就像瘫子一样哦。Now
the blind man is kind of like a lame man.
No, paralyzed.
Yeah, a paralytic.
Yeah, 贪子的话是能知道哦，他头脑都很清楚，可是他不能行哦。
Now a paralytic, his mind is clear, but he cannot do what he wants.
不是单单只能不能走路，也真的不能做任何事情哦。
Not only can he not walk, but he can't do many things.
瞎子能听见哦。
Now the blind man can hear.
可是他也不能做什么哦。
But he can't do much either.
那这样的人在这边的时候，当他听到的时候，你知道他别人告诉他耶稣是谁，跟他自己讲出来耶稣是谁有没有不一样？
Now, Joseph, he couldn't do much, but let's look at how he responds when people tell him who Jesus was. Compare that to how he said Jesus was. Who he said Jesus was. Was there a difference, Joseph?
Oh. 没有那个。Anyway, 这个别人告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣哦。
Now everyone around the blind man told him this was Jesus of Nazareth.
但是他呼叫说大卫的子孙耶稣、哦、
But he yelled out, Jesus, son of David.
那这个不同就在这边、哦、
That's the difference.
那拿撒勒耶稣，拿撒勒是什么地方？
Now, Jesus of Nazareth, do you know where Nazareth is?
拿撒勒不是耶稣降生的地方、哦、
Nazareth was not the place where Jesus was born.
耶稣降生在马槽。
Jesus was born in a manger.
但是他们父母本来就住在拿撒勒，后来他们又回到拿撒勒这个地方、哦、
Now his parents had lived in Nazareth, and after Jesus was born, they took him back to Nazareth.
有一点说鸟不生蛋的地方。
It's a kind of place where you shouldn't have your kids.
No. 这是很荒凉的地方。
Well, it's a very desolate place.
这个，所以这个荒凉就是跟，当然不好意思说这边，不过跟 Newark 应该差不多。人家一听 Newark 就觉得很差的地方哦。
So you can compare it to Newark. Whenever you hear the word Newark, you think of a horrible place.
但是耶稣就是在这边长大。
But Jesus grew up in this place.
所以他们说哦，这是拿撒勒人耶稣。
So the people just said, this is Jesus of Nazareth.
说的人可能都没有信主的。
These people who are saying this probably did not believe the Lord.
但是瞎子他一定听了很多、哦、
But the blind man must have heard a lot.
听了很多耶稣所做的很多的神迹奇事哦。
He heard a lot in the past about Jesus' miracles and what he had done.
他也是一定知道这个犹太人的这些所有的这些这个什么家谱的事情。
And he must have known a lot about the Jewish traditions and genealogies.
他说大卫的子孙就是如果马太福音你看了要那个家谱哦就是大卫是这个王哦，从最上一直到下来，最后到耶稣哦。
So the blind man called Jesus the son of David. Now, if you look in the book of Matthew, there's a genealogy of Jesus, and David we know is the king, and his descendants go all the way down to Jesus.
所以他一定很知道，他需要这个知道耶稣是这个拯救者哦。
So the blind man must have known that Jesus was the Redeemer.
他能够为这些人能够使瞎眼的可看见使这个瘸腿的能行走。
He knew that Jesus was the one who could cause the blind to see and the lame to walk.
这样的一个人哦。
Jesus was this kind of guy.
可是我们常常我们自己呢我们有没有这样的看见
But how about us? Do we have this revelation?
我们看外面多于看这个实际内心吗
Do we look at things on the outside rather than from our hearts, from the inside?
对不对？那如果现在有人要上大学，那这个如果你说你是这个耶鲁大学，去要耶鲁大学，大家都哇棒，这样。
So now we have some young people who are preparing to go to college. If you ask where you are going and you tell people that you're going to Yale University, everyone says, "Wow."
那如果你说你要去 Caldwell College 念书
，But if you tell them you're going to Caldwell College,
说不定他说 Caldwell 在哪里
？They might ask you, "Where is Caldwell?"
对，但是我们不是凭这个外面的。乃是你真的在学校不但是这个知识上学到了，你能够在邻里上也能够学到神要你学的。
But we should not look on the outside, for we want not only in college to gain more knowledge academically, but also to gain the spiritual knowledge that God has prepared for us.
所以这边再继续看下去的时候，他呼叫的时候，后来走在前头的人就责备他，不许他出声哦。
So if we keep looking, when the blind man cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," the people who went before him rebuked him that he should hold his peace.
所以这边有三组人哦，一个是瞎子自己哦。
So there are three groups of people. One is the blind man.
一个是耶稣哦。
One is Jesus.
是这个拯救者
The deliverer
那中间这个就是叫他不要出声的
And then the last group, this middle group are the people who tell the blind man to keep quiet
对那 是不是我们是中间这一组人
Now are we this middle group?
我们会不会常常成为别人跟神中间的拦阻哦。
Do we become the obstacle between others and God?
那常常我们需要更多的来思想一下这件事情。
Often we need to think on this point.
那这个当有一个讨犯，这个瞎子跟讨犯的一样哦。
Now this blind man was like a beggar.
或者是有需要的人经过你身边的时候，你会怎么做？
Now, if someone is needy and he passes you by, what will you do?
你给他所需要的，还是给他所要的，不一样。
Now, do you give him what he needs or you give him what he wants? There is a difference.
那这个瞎眼他需要看见哦。
Now this blind man needs to be able to see.
但是这个世界，这些人不一定中间的是人，有时候是人事物哦，能够来阻止他。
But there are many things preventing him from knowing the Lord. Not only these people, but maybe things of the world, other circumstances.
我们可以想，我们是不是中间这个阻止神的人？另外，我们也可以想想，我们是不是像这个瞎子一样哦？是不是真的是要我们所需要的，不是要我们所要的
？Now we can think about whether we are this middle group, but we can also think on this: Are we this blind man? Do we ask the Lord for what we want or for what we truly need?
因为当他大声在叫的时候，因为这些人阻止他，他又大声更大声叫，然后耶稣就停下来问他说。你要我为你做什么?
Now, because these people were telling him to be quiet, the blind man yelled even louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And that's why Jesus stopped him.
那今天如果神要问你说，说你要什么，我给你什么，你要我为你做什么的时候，你要怎么回答？只有一件。没有说很多哈。
And Jesus asked him, "What wilt thou that I shall do to you, or what would you have me do for you?" And if Jesus asks you that same question, only one thing, what would you choose?
我想最好的这个故事就是我曾经讲过，当然有些人没听过。
I think a story very well illustrates this. Maybe some of you have heard it before, but some of you may not have.
有一个很有钱的父亲哦，他有很多的家产，还有一个仆人跟一个儿子。
Now there was a very wealthy father. He had many possessions and a son and a servant.
但是这个儿子呢，因为常年不在出远门呢，所以只剩他那个仆人跟他在一起哦。
Now this son traveled a lot and was not at home for a while, so only the servant stayed with the father.
所以当他父亲过世的时候，他非常有钱，有家产，有房子，然后有产业，还有这些。那他死了以后，死之前他就给律师讲了这个叫遗嘱哦。
Now this father was very rich. He had houses and land, but he passed away. But before he passed away, he told his lawyer, about his will.
但是他要让他儿子有一个好的选择，有一个智慧的选择。
But he wanted his son to be able to make a wise choice.
所以当他过世以后，这个儿子回来的时候，找回来的时候，那律师就跟他讲说，这个爸爸的。他爸爸的遗嘱是这样。
So after the father passed away, the son came back, and the lawyer told him, "Well, this is your father's will."
你只有一个选择。
You only have one choice.
你就在这个选择当中选一个。
No, you can only make one choice, and you can only choose once.
你可以拥有这个漂亮又豪华的 mansion 的房子哦。
Now you could have this beautiful mansion.
或者所有其他的田产哦。
Or you could have all his lands, his farmlands.
或者这个仆人哦，他所那个。
Or you could have this wonderful servant.
他想哇，这个很难选择，到底能选择哪一个哦。
And the son thought, this is a hard decision to make. What choice can I make?
那后来律师在他嘴边讲了一下话，他就哇高兴得不得了，知道怎么选择了。
Now the lawyer whispered in his ear, and he became very excited. He knew what to choose.
所以呢 ，Philip， 你知道选谁了，对不对？不知道。所以呢，他就选择了仆人哦。
He chose the servant.
因为什么他选择这个仆人？
Why did he choose a servant?
因为他父亲过世以后，所有的家产他还没有回来之前，所有的都归这个仆人管。
Because before he came back, his father had given all his possessions into the hands of the servant to take care of.
所以你选择房子，你就选择不了其他的。
So if this son chose a house, he couldn't choose other things.
他如果选择这个仆人，他就得到所有一切了。
But if he chose a servant, he would gain everything.
所以这个故事告诉我们跟这个一样。
And this story is similar to the story here.
所以当耶稣问他说你要什么的时候，你要选择什么？
So let us think, if Jesus asks you, what will you that I do for you?Then what are you going to choose?
他如果说哇，我要100万美金哦，那他眼睛看不见，花花花，最后隔没多久，说不定又回到老位置了。
Now if he says, you know, I want $100,000,
$1 million,
then he will go crazy with wealth and this world, and he might not see the Lord.
同样在旧约有一个人。就是这样，这个谁，那个所罗门哈。
There's also a character from the Old Testament named Solomon who had the same situation.
在梦中的时候，神就问他说：“你要什么？”哈。
Now in a dream, God asked Solomon, "What do you want?"
所罗门要的是什么？要的是有一个。能听的心，对不对？
Now, what did Solomon answer? He wanted a hearing heart.
能够听到神声音，能够有智慧，知道怎么样来抉择。
To have wisdom, to be able to judge with discernment and to hear the Lord.
他选择这个世上，就是选择神，就是世上就选择一切了。
Actually, when he chose this, Solomon chose the Lord, and so he chose everything.
所以我们今天要选择什么？
And so what are we going to choose today?
今天我们大家都要大房子。
Now today, we all want big houses.
我们都要也许开个Benz 的车子，对不对？
We all want to drive a Benz car.
但是这个是我们要，不是我们真正需要的。
But this is just what we want, not necessarily what we need.
我们需要在家里面能够大家喜这个欢欢喜喜的，我们有健康的身体，然后大家能够有快乐的生活，对不对？
What we need is to have a peaceful, happy life with harmony in our family and to have healthy bodies.
这是我们要的，可是我们常常并不是这样。
This is what we need, but we are not often wanting.
那我们再看这些小孩子哦，他们要什么？
Now let's look at what little children want.
他们要要 game, 要什么其他好玩的玩具等等。
They want new games.
但事实上，他们真正需要的是这样。这个父母多花时间跟他们在一起。
But what do they really need? They need their parents to spend more time with them.
那常常你在街上看到那些乞求的那个beggar 哦。
Now often you may see beggars on the street.
他要的是什么？他常常要的都是去喝酒啊。
Now what do they want? They often want money to drink.
他真正需要这个神的救恩。
What they really need is God's salvation.
或者是要需要在生活上需要就是要面包。
Or they need what is necessary for life, bread.
所以在这边的时候，他问瞎子就回答说他要怎样能看见。
So when Jesus asked the blind man this question, the blind man answered, "I want my sight."
那他能够看见是因为他前面已经信了耶稣哦，他说是大卫的子孙耶稣哦。
Now he wanted to be able to see because he had already believed on the Lord Jesus. He called Jesus the Son of David.
所以我们希望我们都能够这样，能够抓紧耶稣哦。
We hope that we can be like this, that we can hold on to Jesus.
在这个讲瞎子的故事里面，约翰福音第九章有讲到是有关。一个生来瞎眼的。
Now John chapter 9 also talks about another blind man, a man who is born blind.
但是第九章最后三节哦，39到41。
Now chapter 9 verses 39 to 41。
因为那些人都，那个法利赛人都来挑剔这个瞎子跟他的家人哦，还有耶稣哦。
Now because the Pharisees try to find trouble with the blind man and his family and Jesus.
所以39节耶稣说，我为审判到这个世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见反瞎了眼。
So in verse 39, Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind.
同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话说，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？
And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also?
耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
Jesus said unto them,If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say we see, therefore your sin remaineth.
所以这边就是这些人虽然看见了，可是他们心里的眼睛根本没有看见。
Now, although these people can see, their spiritual eyes could not see.
所以这就是为什么路加福音第五章讲到说有病的人才需要医生，没有病的人不需要医生。我来不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
That's why in Luke chapter 5 it says the sick need a doctor, those who are healthy do not need a doctor, therefore I'm not come to call righteous but sinners to repentance.
有两种不同的，一个是你真正没有病所以你不需要看医生。
Now there are two types of people. There are those people who really are not sick, so they don't need a doctor.
有一种是自己病了，可是自己认为很健康哦，不需要医生。
Now there are also those people who are truly sick, but they think they're very healthy, so they think they don't need a doctor.
所以这法利赛人就是这一票人。
And Pharisees were this latter group of people.
所以他觉得他们不需要耶稣哦。
They felt they did not need Jesus.
所以啊，耶稣说他不是来招义人的哦，来招罪人悔改。
So Jesus told them, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
所以这个就是希望我们能够真的是心里的眼睛看见哦。
So we hope that our spiritual eyes can truly see.
所以在雅各书第四章这边有讲到哦。
Now in James chapter 4,
第八节哦，他告诉我们说，如果我们亲近神，神就必亲近你们哦。
Now in James chapter 4, verse 8, James tells us, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you.
有罪的人要洁净你们的手。
Cleanse your hands, you sinners.
因为我们常常犯罪都是用我们的手造成的。
Because we often sin with our hands.
但是心怀恶意的人要洁净你们的心哦。
Purify your hearts, you double-minded.
所以我们会心怀恶意就是我们的心哦。那我们的心会心怀恶意就是犹豫不决，常常是因为我们看见不清楚哦。
Now, oftentimes we sin because we think on evil because of our heart, and we are double-minded because our vision is not clear.
所以我们必须洁净我们的心哦。
So that's why we must purify our hearts.
那我们要这个行事要凭信心不凭眼见哦。
Now we must walk by faith, not by sight.
那这个不是一两天就能够完成的。
This is not something that happens overnight.
以色列人到迦南美地要花了40年哦。
For the Israelites to reach the Promised Land, it took them 40 years.
也许要花我们一生哦。
Maybe it will take us our whole lifetime.
对，所以如果你有很好让你练习的对象，就是你的太太或者是你的丈夫哦。
So a good person to practice on might be your husband or wife.
或者是你的儿女哦。
Or your children.
或者是你儿童主日学的学生哦。
Or your Sunday school children.
哦，这些都是很好的训练对象，能够让我们能够不看他们所做的，能够凭信心哦。
So there are good people to practice on so that we don't look only on the outside, but we walk by faith.
然后他们最后的时候，最后当瞎眼立刻看见的时候，就跟随耶稣一路荣耀归于神，然后众人看见也这事也赞美神。
Now, when the blind man immediately received his sight, he followed Jesus, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.
所以在这边可以看到，当这些人也看见这事，就赞美神。他看见了就是瞎子能够看见哦。
Now, over here, it says that when the people saw it, which is, they saw that the blind man could see again, they gave praise to God.
所以这个就表示说你有很好的见证。
Over here it shows that you have a powerful witness.
然后别人看见了就能够把荣耀归给神哦。
Now when others see this good testimony, they can also give praise to God.
所以我们怎么样在我们的生活中 让别人因我们能够把荣耀归给神。
So we must ask ourselves, how do we cause others to glorify God in our lives?
所以希望我们能够常常能够把能够让圣灵来引领我们。
So may we keep allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us.
不要认为说好像我所做的别人都不知道。
Don't think that what you do will not be seen by anyone.
因为看起来很小，可是你不知道别人都在看着你哦。
Now, it may be a little thing you are doing, but other people are watching you.
举一个例子当然这个不是那么属灵的例子，不过可以大家思想一下，就是表示大家都会注意周围所发生的点点滴滴的事。
Now, let me give you an illustration. It's not a very spiritual illustration, but it will show that everyone is watching even the little things you do.
在我们公司，大家平常不是我们公司而已，大家老美一般都吃这个就是不是那么营养的东西哦。
In my workplace, the coworkers, well, the people working there often eat things that are not very healthy for them.
我想不是我们公司所有的都这样。
I think not only at my workplace, but everywhere you see it.
可是我中午呢是带水果当我的午餐吃。
But I bring fruit to my workplace for lunch.
一般一大袋哦。
Often a big bag of fruit.
这不需要我跟他们讲哦，久而久之，他们所有人都知道。
Now, I don't have to tell my coworkers that, but sooner or later they start to notice.
然后这个另外一个影响就是，以前我们某某人有别人 birthday 的话，我们都会有预备一下 birthday， 然后为他庆祝，然后会吃的东西，对不对？
Now, also, another custom we have is if someone has a birthday, then we prepare a birthday cake and celebrate it together.
以前我没带水果的时候 ,birthday 庆祝一定就是不是 bagel, muffin, 那些 Dennis 或什么其他吃的那些东西大概就这样。
So before I started bringing fruit for lunch, whenever we have such birthday celebrations, we always eat bagels or muffins or Danish pastries.
那他知道有人比较健康的时候，其他比较不吃的时候，那个庆祝的时候，因为我们要考虑一些minority, 对不对？
So now they think, well, we need to be healthy and we need to be aware of the minorities who like to be healthy.
所以在庆祝的中会有另外一个一定是水果或什么东西。
So now, when we celebrate, there's always a platter of fruit.
所以呢他们偶尔 也会带一些水果来，他发现说哦，是我们需要有这一个，看到这个人就让我需要想起来我应该注意健康一点。
So now,they have this custom of bringing fruit. Whenever they see me, they think, well, we need to bring some healthy things too.
所以他们偶尔也会带一些那些东西来吃。
So sometimes now they bring healthy food to eat themselves.
所以借由这个小的就是说这是属世的事。
Now this is concerning things of the world.
但是同样的属灵的事，你别看以为你做了一点点别人看不出来，可是这个影响会很大的。
Now the same applies for spiritual things. Don't think that you do a very little thing. It actually affects other people to a great deal.
对，所以我们希望我们能够真的是能够有看见这个瞎子怎么看见，让我们能够行事能够凭着信心不凭着眼见。
So let us learn from this lesson of the blind man, of how he was made to see, so that we can walk not by sight, but by faith.
Yeah. 那最后讲一个这个missionary, 大家都知道曾经拍成电影的叫做什么 the six happiness.
Let me conclude by giving you a missionary story. She was featured in a movie called The End of the Six Happiness.
她是 Gladys Aylward.
Her name was Gladys Aylward.
对，她是英国人，然后在英国，但是神呼召她，让她觉得有负担，要到中国来传福音。
Now, she was an English woman. She was born in England, but God gave her the burden and called her to go to China for missions.
但是她有真的看见哦。
But she truly saw with her spiritual eyes.
虽然这个英国的内地会还有其他人经过训练以后，他们都说她是不够资格去的。
Now, she went to the China Inland Missions and other organizations, but they all said she was not qualified.
所以，可是呢，她还是有这样的负担。
But she still had this burden.
所以呢，她虽然是给人家当佣人哦。
Even though she was actually serving as a servant.
Maid.
A maid.
但她还是积钱，最后朋友帮助她。 最后她就到中国坐火车哦。But
she still saved her money and her friends helped her out so that she was able to take a train to go toward China.
所以当然这个故事很长，就是基本上她在中国做很多的哦，做的这个叫 full inspector 或什么其他的，在地不是地。 在监狱发生强盗打架，也他也来拯救他们哦。So
it's a long story, but she did many wonderful things in China. She was a foot inspector, and she also solved arguments in jails.
然后后来他带领了100个孤儿，他们就在第二次大战日本攻打的时候，能够逃到另外一个地方去。
And also, during attacks by the Japanese, during the Second World War, she led, not the Second World War, sorry. During attacks by the Japanese, she led 100-some orphans to safety.
Yeah. 所以这个告诉我们说，有神的看见是非常的重要。
So it shows us that it's important to be able to see with spiritual eyes.
让我们不要 成为别人的拦阻跟神的拦阻。
It's important not to be an obstacle to others or to God.
让我们知道神要我们做什么。
It's important to know what God wants us to do.
好，我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，让我们真的是能够吸你的眼睛，能够看见你的心意。
Thank you, Lord God. Let our spiritual eyes be able to see your will.
能够走在你心意当中,
to be able to walk in your will.
能够把荣耀归给你,
to give glory to you.
求主带领在这个过程中我们可能需要有很多的学习。
Please guide us through the process. We need to learn many lessons.
但求圣灵来引领我们。
But we ask that the Holy Spirit can guide us.
不需要别人教导我们，自有你主的恩膏在凡事上教训我们。
We don't need anyone else to instruct us, but your anointing itself will instruct us.
让我们知道什么是对，什么是错，能够走在你的正路中。
That we can tell between good and evil, and that we can walk in your way.
我们谢谢主，祷告奉靠主耶稣。
We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.